Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
All right, so I've got a lesson today that I'm always excited about, to talk about the kingdom of God. And the reason I'm excited about that, I think that was a subject that was exciting to Jesus. Every time Jesus went out and preached, whenever he taught his disciples, the subject was always the kingdom of God. One aspect or another, everything that he taught, it was all about the kingdom. In a sense, everything in the Bible is about the kingdom of God. It was there in the Old Testament. It's there in the New Testament, and Jesus fulfilled it. And what Jesus was saying about the kingdom when he addressed people, and this is what got them excited, the people that listened to Jesus' sermons were projecting the kingdom way out into the future. They knew the Messiah would bring it in, but the Messiah was also way off into the future. They didn't expect to see the Messiah in their lifetime, just kind of like a lot of us don't expect Jesus to return in our lifetime. So we're kind of like them. It's still kind of all off into the future. And some people say, oh, I know I'm going to go to heaven when I die. But what Jesus was teaching is that heaven is all around us. And he said, pray this way, that the way things are in heaven would be done that way on earth, so that the kingdom would be functioning right here, right now, as if you've already died and gone to heaven. Wow, wouldn't that be excited? That'd be exciting to have heaven on earth. Well, we know heaven is not all over the earth, but listen to this. Heaven can be in your home, because where God's will is done, where Jesus' instructions are followed, there you have it. You've got the kingdom. Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as Christ has forgiven you. If you're doing that in your home, is that the kingdom functioning? Yeah, of course it is. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Love is patient and kind. Love does not seek its own way. It's not selfish. It's not rude. It's not irritable. Love rejoices in the truth, not in the wrong. Okay? If that's working in your home, is that the kingdom? It doesn't get any better than that. That's what life was meant to be like on a daily basis, personally, in your family, with your neighbors. The kingdom works, and it can work at least in your part of the world, if not everywhere in the world. So the kingdom is a reality. Jesus said it's at hand. So the kingdom is both now and later. Yeah, it's going to be later in a greater degree because it's going to come on all the earth. But it's both. It's now because it can operate and bless us in our personal lives and in our homes. So here's my question for you. Do you see yourself as a present citizen? A present citizen, not a future citizen. Don't talk about a place you're going to go. Talk about a place that's here and you are a citizen of that kingdom. And if there was an award for citizen of the month in the kingdom, would you win it? Well, you ought to be in the running. Why or why not? Why wouldn't you get citizen of the month? Christ's likeness is the way we relate to each other in the kingdom. It's not a fantasy, that's a reality. Christ's likeness, God expects it of us. That's how this life works. The kingdom is not where people are trying to do better or trying to be worthy. I asked a person one time how it was going, or how their Christian life was going. How's your faith working? And he said, I'm working on it. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe the proper way to look at it is God is working it into me. I'm not working for it. Jesus did it for me. I'm trusting, and he is producing his life, his faith, his hope, his joy, his attitude. He's producing all that in me. Excuse me. I dropped something. Just because he promised it. And he knows we're really incapable of it on our own. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to dramatize and have the kingdom work in our home, in our thoughts, in our words, and the faith that we have. So we're not trying to be worthy of it. We're not trying to achieve it. It already exists. We don't have to achieve it. It belongs to us. Jesus said you can reach out and touch it. You can make it a part of your life. So here's what it's more like. It's more likely the broken and undeserving that depend on God's mercy and grace and are thankful that they have been included. So he's not including the worthy. He's not including the deserving. He's including everyone that wants to come in, and then he qualifies you after you're there. Because none of us are the finished product. So heaven is not for the morally perfect or even advanced, but the humble and the hungry who want righteousness more than they want physical food. Now, how many of us would that describe? When you get up in the morning, oftentimes you're hungry. You haven't eaten in 8 or 10 hours, and you're hungry. When you wake up in the morning, are you hungry for the kingdom? The first thing, instead of saying, I got to get some bacon and eggs. No. Before that, Lord, I want your kingdom. I am hungry for it. I'm ready for it. I desire it. I don't want anything more than that. I want your kingdom to work in my life today. Now, there's a prayer that God can't resist. God's going to say, hey, here it is. Are you ready for it? But you've got to cooperate. You've got to say, at every point in my life today, I'm going to cooperate with that kingdom. I'm going to employ the words of Jesus. I'm going to obey. Jesus was on a mission. I'm on a submission today. So everything I say, everything I do, every relationship that I have here on earth will be a kind of submission at all times to the mission of Christ. So it's the humble and the hungry who are going to walk in the kingdom today. Are you hungry for it? Now, if you're born again, you are a citizen of the kingdom. Don't worry about how good you are, whether you've been to seminary, whether you've been overseas, whether you're in a big church, even whether you're a preacher. It's for everybody. Everybody, from the least to the greatest. As a matter of fact, the way Jesus taught it was, if you're the least, you're the greatest. So there's not levels. There's levels of entrance, so to speak, the levels of enjoyment of the kingdom, but the kingdom belongs to everybody to whom Christ belongs. Christ belongs to us. We belong to him. It's got to be a mentality in that respect. Born again means you're a citizen of the kingdom. Born again? Well, it means that you've got a whole new perspective of life. You've rejected your old way of thinking, your old way of reactions, your old way of interacting with other people. You're saying, forget all that. I've got a whole new dimension of life opened up to me, and I'm going to enter into it, and I'm going to drop all the old baggage. Offense, hurt feelings, negativity, I'm dropping that all. I've got a whole new way of thinking in this kingdom, and it's all available to me. So on earth, there are non-participants in society, in culture, in life. There are non-participants. Here's the sad thing. There are also non-participants in the kingdom of God. Be a participant. And the way you participate is make declarations over your life. You thank God for his kingdom, that It's future, but it's also here now. You recognize that, you declare that, and say, today, Lord, that's how I'm thinking, and that's how I'm talking, and that's how I'm relating to you, and that's how I'm relating to others. It is a reality. First, see it as a reality. Invite it into your life and your circumstances, your business, your family today. So think about this. What promises of Jesus are packed up and waiting for you in heaven? Wow. Boy, I can think of a lot of good stuff that I'm going to get when I get to heaven. A lot of blessings that have my name on it. Hold on. That's natural thinking. I've thought that way. You've thought that way. But think about this. If heaven is not later but also present, then those blessings belong to us right now. There's blessings that have your name on it, and they're not for the future. They're for kingdom participants that are active, and their faith is active, and they're saying, thank you, Lord, that belongs to me. Exceedingly abundantly, above all we ask or think, that's not later. Of course that'll be later in heaven. It won't be a promise then. It'll be a fulfillment. But God wants to fulfill that in your life and my life today. So we got to get out of that futuristic thinking and get into the present, where God's kingdom wants to work in a powerful way in our life. So, all right. So some of those things that we have put into the future of heaven when we die, but think about it. Some of those blessings are salvation. Does salvation belong to us now or later? No, of course now, when we activate our faith in what Jesus promised and what Jesus did for us on the cross and in his resurrection. How about healing? Well, you were not only saved at the cross, you were also healed at the cross, according to Isaiah 53 and Peter. So there's healing, there's provision. How about his presence? Well, we know he'll be present in heaven later. That's obvious. That's a no-brainer. Is he present now? Well, yes, he has promised his presence. The Holy Spirit will be with us, go with us, and help us out every step of the way. How about abundance? How about peace? How about his joy? You know, I picture myself in heaven being just overly joyful, bubbling over. Just can't get a smile off my face. And everybody else is the same way. That's the way I picture heaven. We're just rejoicing all the time. Nobody's discouraged. Nobody's down. Nobody's waiting for something in the future. It's all there. I wish that I could get that mentality every day, every moment of the day. But I don't. I get distracted. I get my eyes off of God's kingdom and onto my problems, circumstances, negativity, things like that, negative thoughts. It's holding me back. It's probably holding you back too. But it helps us, first of all, if we just recognize this. If we get it into our head and begin to pray it, Lord, I want the way things are in heaven to be that way on earth. It was worded this way in the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Lord, that's our prayer. We want things, the way things are working up in heaven, we want them to work in our home. So help me, Lord. I need your help in knowing how that operates and how that comes to pass in this life. In this life, Lord, bring it to pass. So you think about it. In the Bible, what's in the future? What do we have now and what's in the future? I believe all the promises of God are for this life. Everything Jesus talked about, I'd say 99% of it, it was about this life. Yeah. So it seems like the only thing missing right now that I don't have access to right now, it's called the glorified body. You can't get that until you die or Jesus comes back. So what else? Well, everything else. Everything else belongs to us. So thank you, Lord. We're so happy that everything belongs to us. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So that's my prayer today, Lord. Yes and amen. Jesus died for me to have it all. It's a part of my inheritance, and I'm a child of God. Well, I hope you got something out of the lesson today, and we want you to join us again. We'll be back next Wednesday doing the lesson and having some fun and learning some things, and I'm learning them myself. Usually the one that does the lesson gets the most out of it because I've learned a lot. So thanks for joining in. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.